Good morning. It's 6:28 on July 27th, 26th, 26th. It's a pretty frosty day here this morning. Might be 60 degrees. Thermometer outside my house said 62. The weather app, which gets the weather from the airport, is 55 compared to the 70 degree days. Yeah, it feels almost chilly. I like it. It's working good. I'm almost done with this course. I got all the final papers graded. I have to do 4 more grades and then file. Put in a piece of paper for my incomplete, and we can stick a fork in it because it's done. And Endomondo tells me I've been a mile, which is about right. With another mile to go. So let's see. Yesterday was recording day. I did do the mowing in the morning and then came in, and it was a hot morning for mowing, but I did get it done. Today's going to be editing while the sprinklers are running, which should leave me an hour at the end of the day to record when the sprinklers shut off. So that's my goal. We'll see how well it works. Recording was a struggle. I had forgotten how much physical effort goes into recording. I got to the end of the hour, and I did actually 2 half-hour sets. One for Abby Hilton to clean that up and get her up to date, and then I did the first chapter of Zyphira's Call. And I'll probably put that up on my website so that people can get a little preview, a taste of coming attractions, as it were. But what I have to do is go through the manuscript and add up the words for each chapter so I know how long the episode's going to be. And usually I do that in advance, but I forgot to do it. So I don't really know if I've got a whole episode or a part episode or what. So that's a problem. I have to get that resolved. That'll be part of today when I can't record. Some of the other things that I did yesterday was I looked at something called Bandcamp. Now, Bandcamp is an online sales portal that bands use. And I remember John Anilio mentioned this. They use it to sell their music. So you can put up individual tracks and combine them into albums and then sell the albums both as digital downloads but also as albums. So they take a 15% cut, which is fair, I think. But you can buy them. The beauty of it is that you upload album art, in my case cover art, and they will actually produce CDs, jump drives, whatever it is I want to offer on a sort of a print-on-demand kind of model. So I don't have to send them CDs. I just send them the uploads. And then they format, print, and mail based on orders. I said 15%. I think it's like 10%. So it's very reasonable. You know, the opportunity for me to sell an audiobook version that doesn't have all the intro and outro stuff on it. I've had a couple of requests for it. So there's obviously, you know, if I've got a couple of people who've asked, there's probably at least 20 people who want it, and probably another 100 or so who didn't realize they could get it and might want a bite. So, something to think about. I'm looking at putting Ravenwood up. Now, the downside is I don't know what the track structure is supposed to look like. I don't know if they have any formatting. I know it has to be in a lossless format. And I'm guessing that what I'm going to have to do is go through and put in, format it like I was going to do it for ACX. That's the other thing. You know, I could have sworn I had 27, 28 chapters of Ravenwood ready to go. I can't find them. And I can't figure out why, because they should be right on the hard drive on this machine that I'm working on. And failing that, they should be on the backup copy. But they're not anywhere, so it makes me think that I saved them under a different name. And now that I say that, I think ACX requires it to be a different name, I think. I don't think it's the name of the story. Huh. Anyway, if I have them, they're going to be in MP3s, and I can't use MP3s, so I'll go back to the original WAV files and cut them again and do something like break them out into individual chapters, upload each chapter as a track, put them up in an open source lossless format so that I don't have to deal with that again. And we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the effort, frankly. But I think it's worth an experiment. And that'll tell me whether or not it's worth the effort going forward. And with three books, I have Ravenwood ready to cut, because I've got the original audio for that. And that's pretty good audio. And I'll have book two here in a few weeks, couple weeks maybe. So I'll be able to put that up right behind it. And then book three, probably by mid-October. So something to think about. Something I'm definitely thinking about in terms of making it available. Because I think I can make it available on Amazon. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to look into that. I know if it goes into Audible, I could get it onto Amazon, but I'd really like to have... Well, I think Amazon will let me upload audio, now that I think of it. Okay, I'll have to ponder this. So yeah, grading's done, almost. I've got four projects. One of them's already been filed. I haven't seen the other three yet. But I have a deadline of 10 p.m. local time Friday, which is tomorrow. I did get all of the papers on time, so that was a good thing. It was... good to get those things behind me. Let's see. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking it's a gorgeous morning. Oh, I know. I made tortillas yesterday. Homemade tortillas. I actually went to the store and bought lard, because tortillas call for lard. And they were okay. They were quite tasty, but they were also crisp, like crackers. It's like, that's not what I expected. Now, it could be that I rolled them out too thin, which is possible, because I made them very thin. And they didn't puff up much. I should check my baking powder. Maybe the baking powder's the problem. It's a simple recipe of flour, salt, baking powder, lard, and cold water. So it's not too far removed from pie dough, pastry crust. Although the amount of oil, the lard, was really small. It's like 1 tablespoon for 2 cups of flour. And it's like, that's really small. It did mix in quite well. So I had a good cornmeal texture on the dough going in. I even let it set for a while, so the gluten had a chance to rest and work. On the hot griddle, it did work quite well. I mean, it bubbled up a little bit. The bubbly bits got quite toasted. I did put it on a dry griddle. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be a dry griddle. I watched some cooking show a long time ago about this woman who did a lot of ethnic cooking, and she spent like 3 weeks or half a season or something in Mexico and cooking over an open fire using the tools that the women around her were using. So an open fire with a piece of steel for her coma. Good morning. And she didn't use any oil on it. I remember that, thinking, oh, really? It was basically an open wood fire underneath a plate of steel. And it wasn't a heavy plate either. We're not talking quarter-inch steel. We're talking about, it looked like it was a piece of a car door. So yeah, it was, maybe I need to get a piece of car door. I don't know. Maybe I need to do it over the grill. I don't want to have the direct heat, so I have to get some sort of plate to put out there. I probably have one. Probably can get one if I don't. Heavy cookie sheet would do it. Might be pretty tasty. Smoked tortillas. Wood-fired tortillas. Oh gosh, making myself hungry. I weighed in this morning. I'm a little bit up from where I was yesterday. Yesterday I was a little bit down. Today I'm a little bit up. Tomorrow, well, I probably ate too much salt yesterday. I was thirsty enough all day. I drank about a gallon of water, so I suspect that something is going up with my water retention. But I got a couple more weeks before I go see the doctor, so see if we can't get this under control. Two more pounds would make a big difference. Yeah. So it was interesting. Anyway, I only cooked about half of the dough and put the other, you have to form it into little balls, and I put the rest in a bag, freezer, Ziploc bag, and put them in the fridge so I can make tortillas for lunch today. Have a fresh tortilla for lunch with some salsa or some hummus and a little bit of fresh tomato would be great. Salsa probably isn't helping because it's commercial grade. Probably got too much salt. I really need to figure out how to beat that. The homemade bread seems to be doing okay, although the calorie plotter seems to think that it has even more salt. It doesn't really have that much salt. I think it's got a teaspoon of salt for 4.5 cups of flour. I don't know what that boils down to per slice, but it can't be very much. Although, they're counting it in millionths of a gram, so. Thursday, I hear the mower. Yep, there he is. Mondays and Thursdays. Twice a week, no wonder that looks so nice. There's no way I'm doing mine twice a week. Once a week is about all I can manage. Today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, so perhaps I'll do the backyard tomorrow, try to get back on a schedule Wednesday, Friday, do them once a week. Particularly now that the weather's cooling off a little bit, it'll be more conducive to growth. Look so pretty in the morning light. It's definitely turning brown. The tall seed heads in the grass here field are coming into fruit, which is just about right because August 1st is Lugnasa, the wheat harvest, grain harvest celebration in pagan tradition. So we're coming up on celebration of the grain harvest, wheat and corn in particular. So I'll probably try to do something. And while I'm going to try to release this book, I don't know if you can hear me over this mower or not. I can barely hear me over the mower. A little better. So I don't know. I think it would be fun. I don't think I'm going to make it with the audio. To begin with, I don't think that August 1st is available in terms of a patio books release. So that's a problem. But I could. In theory, because I've got the cover art, and I know how to do the layout. Once I get the last of the copy edits loaded, there's nothing that's going to prevent me from publishing the paper and ebook versions on August 1st, Lugnasa, in celebration of the wheat harvest. And since the other name for Lugnasa is Lammas, and these are the tales from the Lammas Wood, I think that would be quite appropriate. So anyway, I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.